If you believed, they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. Good morning, Atlantis. This is Michael Stipe from REM. We wish you much success on your mission from Earth. A very good morning to you.
And that is how astronauts on the space shuttle Atlantis woke up one day in 2011, and is part of a long tradition. After the astronauts take a nap, NASA uses music to wake them up. We asked the space agency's chief historian, Bill Barry, to take us back.
Actually, Marco, it started back in the Gemini program in 1965, Wally Schirra and Tom Stafford. And Wally was known as a big jokester, and I suspect he was surprised by another astronaut who serenaded them with Hello, Dolly to start the day one morning.
Why Hello, Dolly? Who selected that?
I suspect there's probably some inside joke knowing Wally Schirra. But...
okay. So who's been the best NASA DJ over the years?
Astronauts, when they're speaking to the ground, always talk through a CAPCOM, the capsule communicator. So the person who's the interface between the folks in mission control and the astronauts, who talks on the radio to the astronauts, is always another astronaut. And as the tradition grew during the shuttle program, CAPCOMs would go out to family members and ask, is there something that your family member who's up would like to hear a song for? And
have any musical trends emerged over the years?
Of course, there are songs about space that crop up all the time. Rocket Man and...
David Bowie's Space Oddity.
David Bowie's Space Oddity. Songs about being up and looking down at things. Mm. Up on a Roof by James Taylor has been used numerous times.
I hear it can get downright silly, like the crew of the shuttle mission STS-69 was known apparently as the Dog Crew too. Because of that, they got things like this played for them.
Who let the dogs out?
Morning, Atlantis and for Taco. Hope that you would enjoy hearing that piece.
Well, thank you very much, Ellen. Most of us were pretty much speechless when the music came on.
That would be Taco pilot Kenneth Cockrell responding there to Houston. So you've got a favorite silly wake-up call initiated, I gather, by CAPCOM Sally Ride, the late Sally Ride. That was for the second space shuttle mission?
And now, pigs in space!
Yeah, STS-2, Sally Ride was a CAPCOM, and she woke the crew up with a sketch from Pigs in Space.
Wow, the Muppets movie.
The Muppet Show.
And then there are some fairly emotional wake-up moments. I'm thinking of Columbia's last flight. All seven crew members were killed when the orbiter broke up upon reentry.
At the time, nobody was expecting that to happen. That crew in particular was a very tight crew that waited a long time to fly. Their mission kept getting shifted. So they got to know each other very well. They were all a relatively religious crew. That became a theme for them. They had a lot of inspirational music played up to them.
Columbia, Houston. Good morning to the red team. That music was for Laurel, Amazing Grace by the Black Watch and the band of 51 Highland Brigade.
Good morning, Linda and the whole team. It's great to wake up to the sound of the pipes and inspirational music. That song brings back many wonderful memories for me and added on another one today.
In that clip, mission specialist Laurel Clark, that was her first spaceflight, and I gather that version of Amazing Grace had been played at her wedding, then later at her funeral. I mean, this seems, in some ways, more than a tradition. It sounds like culture at NASA.
Well, it is in a lot of ways. That sort of sense of teamwork and camaraderie and a little bit of fun on the side, too, while we're doing a job that we all love and enjoy. That really comes through in the wake-up song tradition.
Now that the shuttle flights are no more, do you think some tradition of playing music into space will continue?
Interesting enough, the wake-up call tradition actually was picked up by our friends out at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the folks who run all those robotic rovers that wander around the surface of Mars. Of course, you don't have to wake up a robot, but the crew on the ground that's managing the mission that day, they've also picked up that tradition of having, you know, wake-up calls to start the day.
Bill, I would love to offer a suggestion for some wake-up music. This was a CD I kept in my CD clock radio for years. It's Django Reinhardt called Improvisation No. 1.
Sounds like a great idea. I'll pass it along to our folks down in Houston.
Well, Bill Barry, NASA's chief historian, it's been great speaking with you. Thank you.
You too, Marco.
Theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Enjoy your weekend and sleep in.